Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, where I typically am, and Mr. Rob Center is over on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate his help and hard work. He's right where he needs to be. Well, one person who is almost always exactly where he needs to be helping out, whether it is at a fire scene or in the fire company, making sure that things are getting done. Matt Liddick is on the line. He is a first lieutenant and vice president of the Goodwill Hose Company in Sunbury. Matt, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, Mark. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing today? This is a big week for
you. Good.
This is a big week for you. Are you ready?
Yes, we're in the process of getting ready, Mark. Before we start, could I give a shout out to somebody real quick, Mark?
Sure.
Well, today is my my cousin's birthday. His name is Dave Mendler. He turned a big 5-0 today. He's my captain at the Goodwill Hose Company, and he works for Parks and Recreation in Sunbury. So I want to give a big shout out to his to wish him a happy birthday today.
All right, Dave Mendler, right?
Yep.
All right, we know who he is. He's looked 50 for a long time, so best wishes out to him. How about that? Okay. Okay, so the Goodwill Hose Company in Sunbury. Give us an overview of the fire company. It's certainly thriving at the moment, so tell us what's cooking at Goodwill these days.
Well, we got things going on this week. We have the concession, Carnival concession stands coming this week. It's going to start on Thursday. It's going to help support the fire department, the fire trucks fund. And we talked about doing this, and we've noticed that there's been a lot of other fire companies in the outskirts of Sunbury have been doing this kind of stuff to help raise money for the fire trucks. So it starts out Thursday, and we're going to go from Thursday to Sunday. And the times are going to be from Thursday is going to be from 3 until 8. Friday, 3 until 8. Saturday, 12 to 8. And then Sunday, 12 to 6.
All right. And is this not a carnival just without rides? Is that, can you call it that?
Yeah. Yes. It's just concession, food concession stands. There's no rides involved, anything like that. We are going to have pizza. We're going to have some hot sausage, hot dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, gyros, some funnel cakes. We're going to have the grilled cheese truck there, so we want everybody to come out and get some good food. Also going to have our dime pitch to help raise money for the fire company. And
well, this is a fun carnival that you're going to have, and this is at the Goodwill Playground?
Yes, sir. At the corners of 6th and Lyon Street in Sunbury.
All right, so folks will be familiar with that, and I know you'll have some of the fire trucks there. And will you have information on fire prevention for folks to look at while they're there?
Yes, we will, Mark. We will have a fire prevention stand there. We will have literature there for people, and we will have stuff there for the kids.
And masks and distancing?
Yes. We are going by the laws of what we have to do with that. Mask is required and 6 feet distance.
And, and you'll be able to do that with the distancing, but still take advantage of these food trucks and concessions and so on?
Yes, sir. Yes, they can.
Okay. You're going to have some entertainment?
No. We thought about the fire company doing it like a regular DJ, but we're not going to do that. It's just going to be just concessions and just a couple things here and there. And like I said, our dime pitch and the fire prevention stand. We're not going to have any entertainment, so that's what we're doing.
And why have a fundraiser of this type?
Because a lot of your local fire companies this summer can't do all their main things that they want to do. Like, there's a lot of fire companies like to do carnivals, like to do fairs or block parties. So they really can't do that this year because of the COVID-19. So we've come up with something of concession, food concessions, to help raise money for our fire trucks. So that's what a lot of outstanding companies are doing outside the area. So that's what we came up with, and hopefully we will have a good day and a lot of people come out and support us.
Well, and you have famous barbecues too. Have you been able to hold some of those?
Yes. Actually, this Saturday is going to be our chicken barbecue. So our barbecue will start at 11 a.m., so we're going to have the barbecue, and then at 12 o'clock our concessions are going to start. So we are going to have the famous Goodwill Host Company chicken barbecue starting this Saturday at 11 a.m. for pickup and delivery.
Oh, wow. Okay. So maybe you can get a fire truck to deliver some chicken. That would be helpful.
We probably could.
All right. And tell us about the need for funds, training and fire trucks, I suppose. Are the expenses there?
Yes. We do have needs for training and also needs for, like, new equipment, new turnout gear for our station and stuff like that. So the funding really helps us out for what the fundraisers that we do. So it's grateful that we could do these fundraisers under the guidelines of COVID-19, and we are going to follow those again, as I say that highly. So the funding is good for us to get, like I said, our equipment and new fire truck, and to just help raise money for our volunteer fire company.
And this is something that you have unmet needs. I mean, the finances are, it's a difficult year. Tell us about the finances, that this is a time, this would be a great time to support the fire company.
Our finances we've been struggling pretty much this year because, again, of the COVID-19 that's going on. You know, like I said, a lot of our funding that we would do is hard to do right now. So we need to come up with different varieties of fundraisers to help bring money into our fire company. So with the situations that are going on this year, we haven't had our establishment of opening the bar to help raise money for the fire company. So we've come up with different types of plans to do some fundraisers throughout the year. Like every Friday night throughout the months, we do a meal to help support the fire company. And the meal starts at 4:30 to 7. And that is takeout and delivery. So we've come up with stuff like that to help raise some money with the situation that's going on this year.
But your bar's not open. I know you serve food at the bar, too, so neither of those are open at the moment, right?
Right. The only time that's going to be open, Mark, is that when we have our dinner, and that will be from 4:30 to 7. So that's only, now if people want to come in, they can't come in, sit down, eat, but as if they do, they would have to wear their mask, like to get up to go to the restroom and stuff like that. So they would have to follow the guidelines of COVID. So you can come in and eat, but once you're done, you have to get up and leave. You just can't associate.
Matt Liddick is First Lieutenant and Vice President of the Goodwill Hose Company in Sunbury. You know him on Reagan Street. They're famous chicken barbecues out front. Where you still have that, what was it, Engine 50, the blue truck? Is that still there?
Engine 50 was, we had to do. A gentleman bought that from Lancaster.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's,
he's a fire truck collector, and he bought that for his collection. So.
Okay, so that's good. But in any event, the barbecue is still famous there, so we appreciate that. Tell us about the need for volunteers. You're looking for individuals who wish to help?
Yes. Everybody in the volunteer organization is always looking for new volunteers, young volunteers, to help us get through as the older guys, as we start getting up there in age, we need the younger generation to take over, to help us take over and achieve a goal up into a officer's position or a lieutenant's position after all their complete training that they need. So, yes, we highly do need volunteers. The Sunbury Fire Department does need volunteers, and the Goodwills need volunteers. So if anybody would like to come out and volunteer their time, please get a hold of somebody from the Sunbury Fire Department, or somebody get a hold of me from the Goodwill Hose Company, and let's see if we can make them a new volunteer.
All right. Any additional, well, actually, make a reminder for folks to go to this Thursday through Sunday. Goodwill Hose Company is having concession stands and food stands, and an opportunity for folks to get a little bit of information and find out about the fire company. So reiterate what will be happening this week.
Okay. Reiterate just what's going on again. The Goodwill Hose Company at the corner of 6th and Lyon Street in Sunbury, maybe the Goodwill Playground. We're having the food concession stands starting this Thursday to Sunday. Again, the times are going to be Wednesday from 3 until 8. Excuse me. Thursday 3 to 9. I apologize for that. Thursday 3 to 9. And Friday 3 to 9, 8. Sorry, I apologize for that.
That's okay. And Saturday, noon to 8, I remember that.
And Sunday will be 12 to 6. I apologize for the miscommunication. I apologize for that.
And, well, you got a lot on your mind this week. You got to get set up for this and make everything happen. So we appreciate your help. And this is a Goodwill Fire Company. And, of course, you do have a Facebook page, so folks will be able to see some of the latest information on the social media if they want to check that out before they head down Goodwill Playground at 6th and Lyon Streets in Sunbury. Thank you so much, Matt. Thanks for the information. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for your service to your volunteer service as well.
Well, thank you, Mark, for putting me on this morning. I hope I achieved everything that needed to be achieved, and I appreciate it. And please, again, please come out and support the Goodwill Hose Company this week.
All right. Sound advice. All right. Thank you so much, Matt. Thanks for checking in. Matt Liddick of Sunbury, First Lieutenant and Vice President of Goodwill Hose Company. Of course, WKOK has been dependent on Goodwill on a number of occasions. One of the utility trucks had a generator, and you know, we used to use that at River Festival when we were in the park at River Festival, and maybe they will be again next year. And also a warming truck during winter fires. I've been in it a couple of times for that purpose, so we always appreciate that. But Goodwill Hose Company having their concession stands with tons of food. That is this week, Thursday through Sunday.